My name is Lori Isley. I'm a farmer from Lenawee County. We farm about 1,000 acres of corn and soybeans, using all conservation tillage methods, and we're a fourth-generation farm with the fifth-generation coming in right now. So,
this week, Lori, you were presenting to the Michigan House Ag Committee about and other groups in Lansing about a recent project Michigan soybean farmers have been part of. Can you share more about that discussion?
I'd be glad to. Through the checkoff funds that Michigan soybean farmers all participate in, as you might know, about half of those funds that are collected go to the United Soybean Board and the other half stay in Michigan. And then there are some organizations that work under the direction of the United Soybean Board. And one of those is the STC, or the Soy Transportation Coalition. And their purpose is really to work with issues regarding transportation and getting soybeans from the field to their final market, which in many cases includes exports as well. So they work pretty closely with issues regarding roads, bridges, ports, inland waterways, trains, any of those things that would be involved in moving soybeans from one place to another. So a couple of years ago, someone brought to the attention of the STC some research and some products that had been developed that could help give a more accurate reading as to the safety and the weight limits of some of our rural bridges. And as you know, many of our farmers have to travel over rural bridges in order to get their product to market. So, and most of those bridges are inspected by somebody from the Road Commission, usually an engineer that's hired by them, and it's just a visual inspection. So they're making the best guess they can based on what they see. And our purpose and goal in this is not at all to question their accuracy. It was to just give them another tool in their toolbox. So anyways, this equipment that can be purchased allows them to attach these sensors to the bottom of the bridge, and then by taking different weighted trucks over the bridge, be able to indicate the stress on that bridge and get a little more accurate data-driven information that determines exactly what the weight limits on that truss on that bridge would be, and what maybe how determine which bridges are more likely to need repair sooner than others. So that's really what we were doing. So in order to facilitate that, the Soy Transportation Coalition authorized $10,000 to each, to 13 states that included Michigan, in order to encourage people to give that a try. And it was started with Midland County in Michigan. They indicated their first interest to it, and they were given some training, and they had to cover some of the costs. The total cost of the project was $22,000. Midland County covered $12,000 of it, and then we covered the other $10,000 with the grant from Soy Transportation Coalition. And they were able to test three different bridges, or they have tested three different bridges. And in each of the different, during last fall, in each of the situations, each of the bridges, they were able to increase the load ratings on those, one by 10% and the other two by 30%. So that's just an example, and we're really hoping that other counties will look at using the same equipment and be able to get some more accurate readings on what their bridges, the stability, I guess, of the bridges that they have in their communities.
Taking some of that work to Lansing, what's the importance of bringing that information in front of lawmakers and having the program expanded?
Our primary objective yesterday was really just educational. Our hope was we weren't asking for any money from this. We just recognized that each of those representatives that were in that committee meeting go back to constituents. Many of them work closely with their local governments, and so we really just wanted to make them aware of the project and give them an opportunity to perhaps take that back to their constituents and be able to say, this is just an opportunity that might be available for you. One of the things that's nice about this equipment is that it's completely portable. So not only does Midland County have it to use on other bridges if they wish to, but we're hoping that they then will possibly share that equipment, or that other communities will purchase that maybe in conjunction with another county or another township, so that they have that to use without having to incur the entire cost. But really the role of Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee and the Soy Transportation Coalition was just to try and get some, put a little seed money out there in order to get people to try and give it a try for the first time, hoping that they would see the benefit of using that, and that in the end then that would benefit the farmers that live in those areas by giving them, by avoiding detours for them and giving them another opportunity to determine the strength of those bridges.
When it comes to transporting ag products to and off the farm, how can a weight limit be a hindrance or you know, decommission a bridge, really throw a wrench in some of the farmers' plans?
Well, there in some of the cases, we were looking at some of the weight-restricted bridges in Midland County were resulting in a five-mile detour for some of these farmers. So they were having to go really 5 miles out of their way towards their nearest market in order to take their product where they needed to go. And so they're really looking and doing some calculations and looking at the number of trucks that were traveling over those bridges and so on. They really determined that it was going to be an annual savings by increasing those weight limits safely on those bridges, that it would be almost $100,000 annual savings to, you know, to the taxpayers, to the farmers that were using that, those roads and those bridges. So we think that by benefiting those, that then that allows them to have other money to put back into their communities or back into their businesses.
Michigan's transportation infrastructure having a lot of issues to be solved this week. Governor Snyder putting more money toward that. What does that mean for farmers and rural communities having more resources to really impact the roads and the bridges?
Certainly, the transportation has been a major topic of discussion in our Michigan legislature for several years now, and to be able to have Governor Snyder commit more funds to that is certainly a positive step. I think another area we need to look at is the technology that we use to put in these bridges. There's been some discussion, too, about are there less expensive ways to put bridges in some of these rural areas that are still safe but are not quite as elaborate or extensive as some of the ones they've been putting in, which are also very, very expensive, that perhaps if we could find ways of putting in, using technology to construct something that was a little less expensive, than those dollars that have been committed back to transportation would be used more effectively. So that's another area we're looking at. But certainly we're thrilled that there's going to be more money available to do some of these roads and to take care of the potholes and to make sure that we have a safe system of roads that we can transport our goods on.
Maury, any last comments to wrap us up with?
No, we appreciate the opportunity. One of the things we especially like about this project is it isn't one that's saying, let's just put more money into this issue. It's really looking at how can we perhaps use technology with a relatively low investment to give us more accurate information. And I think in the end, we're going to find that technology in many areas, but particularly in agriculture and in transportation, is going to be a viable way of solving some of our problems.